And now for the second half of Stars and Stuff.
Rocket Pierre, Trapper of the Stars. Yes, kids, it's another thrilling adventure with the greatest hero in the solar system, the incredible Quebecois, Rocket Pierre, plus the charming Venusian, Little Frida, and the good Torontonian, Professor Flash Felix.
Rocket Pierre!
And now, for today's exciting story, The Crown Jewels of Jupiter, we join our adventurous trio aboard Rocket Pierre's trusty spacecraft.
Star Trapper Enterprises, Little Frida speaking.
Who is it, eh?
It's the Zurich Extraterrestrial Zoo.
Ask how they like the Saturnian square I bring to them.
That's what they called you about. Oh, yes, yes. I see. You say it was not an authentic Saturnian squirrel?
What?
It's the ambassador from Arcturus.
Impossible.
Oh, really? The Prime Minister of the Federation of All Solar Nations was very disturbed, you say?
Give me the phone. Hello. It's Rocket Pierre. I was supposed to know it was not Saturnian squirrel. He has the pointed ears, he has the bushy tail, he looked like a squirrel. He did too appreciate the acorns I feed. Bah! Here, you take the phone.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, this time you want a, hold on a second.
An important communique is coming through, Rocket.
Calling all rocket ships, calling all rocket ships.
There it is.
The crown jewels of Jupiter have been stolen.
What?
The robber is believed to be the infamous Mad Russell.
Bazzy radio, she go anywhere, eh? No good.
The crown jewels, what a heist.
And what a reward for the return, oh la la.
Oh, the phone, the phone. Aha, this time you want an authentic Venusian snap-nosed squisquish.
A what is?
30,000 tera lira?
Doesn't ziwi.
Ziwi.
What is this nose snap snap?
Well, it says here in the Quick and Alive Tourist's Guide to Venus.
Oh, I've been looking everywhere for that. Where'd you get that?
The snap-nosed squish-quish lives on the misty moors of that cloud-shrouded planet and is believed to be docile.
Docile.
They also like potatoes.
This picture? I'm
afraid not.
No one's certain whether the snap-nosed squish-quish has any form. It could just be misty like a will-o'-the-wisp.
Mist? That eat potato?
I guess it's got a mouth, huh?
Oui, and a nose that go snap, snap.
And feet that go squish, squish.
Professor Flash, make the turn left. We head for the planet Venus.
Landing upon the insect-infested planet of Venus, the trio set forth across the misty moors in search of the great Venusian snap-nosed squish, squish.
The size of these Venusian mosquitoes, they're enormous.
How's the native cope with the giant mosquito?
Oh, they eat them.
Really?
Sure. See that big one on your head?
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Ugh.
But the mosquitoes are bad, so take away, see the no snap snap.
Look, over there. There's lights shining through the mist.
What strange light shape is that?
I believe they're called windows.
Why? It's a castle.
Ah, Kazanglaze.
Look at those turrets. It looks like something out of old Tsarist Russia.
What think you as castle do here on Bug Moor of this planet?
Maybe the owner knows.
Where we can find a snap-nosed squish-squish. Shall I knock?
Oui, give the rap.
Who is there?
It's Rocket Pierre.
Also Little Frida.
And Professor Flash Felix.
Oh, come in, strange people.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You look rather familiar.
Ah, you have arrived just in time for the coronation. Done yet?
Coronation? Oh, nifty.
Ah, but it is a costume coronation, and I do not call it that which you wear a costume. Yet.
We do not have time to stay for the coronation. We must find the beast known as the Squish-Nose-Snap-Snap.
Snap-Nose-Squish-Squish.
Yet. You are my guest for a coronation. Ha-ha.
Who's going to be crowned?
Ah, me. Who else? With this, my crown of the finest jewels of Jupiter. Ha-ha-ha.
Wow. Zell.
The crown jewels of Jupiter.
Now I remember who he is, alas.
Who?
We've stepped into the clutches of the one known as the Mad Ruski.
The Mad Ruski?
He's also known as Ivan the Irrational.
Ivan the Irrational?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Ah, lucky people. It so happens here I have three extra costumes. Let me see. For you, Rocket Pierre, I have a giant green frog costume here.
Where's me?
For you, little girl, I have this lovely little fuzzy-capped cattail costume.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
What about me?
For you, Professor, this lovely lily pad outfit.
Oh, it's divine.
I knew you'd like it.
And so, dressed in their odd costumes, the trio await the coronation.
Sound the trumpets! Enough trumpets! Enough! Nyet!
We must grab the crown and make for the rocket ship immediately.
The Mad Rusky has locked the front door.
We leap out the window.
Nyet! If I can have the attention of the Pond delegation, I, Ivan the Irrational, alias the Mad Rusky, now crown myself Emperor of the Universe! Ha ha ha!
Put the crown jewel upon his mad skull. It's bad, Mad Ruski.
Come home, everyone. We eat, drink, and be merry. Ha ha ha!
Listen, I have a plan. We are.
The mad party goes on through the night, but toward dawn, little Frida creeps up to the throne where sleeps the drunken Ivan the Irrational, Emperor of the Universe, and plucks off his crown.
Bon. Now we dip the toe to the window and oops out.
Come on, gang. We gotta find the ship before the Mad Ruski awakens.
Pah. I cannot run in this frog outfit.
Try hopping.
How can I hop, busy
wind? Shh, listen.
Can it be?
It's Squish, no snap, snap.
We'll soon find out. I happen to have a few potatoes tucked under my lily pad here.
Roll him the potatoes, see if he like.
He likes it.
Oh.
The docile snap-nosed Squish-Squish is unaware of the trapper as the giant frog hops up and leaps upon the elusive beast.
Gotcha. Yes, no, oui.
But suddenly the beast becomes all mouth and swallows Rocket Pierre.
No.
Good grief.
Mother, it's dark in here.
Rocket, are you all right in there?
No, let me out.
Look out, little Frida. It's going for you.
Nope.
Oh, my. It swallowed her, too.
Aha, trying to escape, huh? Nyet.
Stand back, you nitwit. That creature just swallowed.
Dos Fedor.
Nope.
The Mad Ruski. Rocket's gone. Little Frida's gone. The Mad Ruski's gone. This is getting close to home. I think this beast apparently does not like lily pads.
Nope.
And so as the sun rises high in the skies of Venus, we leave the Mad Ruski and our adventurous trio safely tucked away in the stomach of the snap-nosed Squish-Squish. Well, kids, what do you think? Do you think they'll ever escape? Do you think that's the last we'll ever hear of Rocket Pierre?
Rocket Pierre!